wants the young American. Do you remember your President Nixon? Do you remember the bills you have to pay?
Taste the whip different colors made of tears. Shiny, shiny boots of leather. Whiplash girl child in the dark. Severin, your servant, comes in bells. Please don't forsake him. Strike, dear mistress, and cure his heart.
Thank you. it's you she's thinking of. And she told me what to say. She said she loves you, and you know that can't be bad. Yes, she loves you, and you know you should be glad. She said you hurt her so, she almost lost her mind. But now she says she knows.
It's 4:28, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Touch Free Farm Radio. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this edition, this Sunday, May 22nd edition of the Brown Perspective on Sports. Here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. I guess here early today, but there was a new system here, and I don't know what happened to the screen. I could not get in until just a few minutes ago. When I say get in, I could not get into the system until a few minutes ago, and no instructions or whatever. So I guess whoever was on before me couldn't figure it out either. But anyway, here we are, 4:28. We're going to give you 32 minutes of sports talk here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial. We're on the internet also, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. And our phone number, 617-627-3800. Hope the phones work. 617-627-3800. Okay, let's go to the National Basketball Association yesterday. The Raptors defeated the Cavaliers. I didn't think the Raptors were going to win a game in this series. But they came home and they pounded the Cavaliers 99-84. The Cavs lead the series 2-1. So their streak of going through the series without being defeated, going through the playoffs without being defeated, is ended. But I don't know if I hold up much hope for the Raptors, even in game 4 at home. But anyway, we shall see. Tonight, the Warriors play the Thunder, and that series is tied at 1-1, and that game is back in Oklahoma. So we'll see who prevails. Thunder pounded the Warriors in game 1. And the Warriors came back and pounded them in game 2. But they've lost the home court advantage. So we'll see whether the Thunder can hold on to the home court advantage or whether it swings back to the world champion Warriors. I'm picking the Warriors. I don't think the Thunder are deep enough to keep up with the Warriors. That's my perspective. Oh, in I did. Okay, let's go to the National Hockey League. I'm thinking ahead of myself. Actually, in the National Hockey League last night, the Blues 6 and the Sharks 3. And that series is tied at 2 apiece. I had the Sharks winning that one. The Blues have come back. So we see what shall happen from this point on. And what I was going to say is that I didn't get the information on who's playing tonight in the other game, excuse me, in the National Hockey League playoffs. But if you don't mind me rustling the papers in your ear, the Penguins and the Lightning are tied at 2 apiece. And game 5 tonight is at Pittsburgh. I'm taking Pittsburgh to win in that one. So, for whatever that's worth. 4:31 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, talking sports here on the Brown Perspective on Sports. Apologize for not getting on the air on time, but like I said, they installed a new system or something here, and I couldn't figure out how to log in, so took me a while. 26 minutes, I believe it took. But anyway, we're on, and our phone number, like I said, again, is 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. Let's go to the WNBA. In the WNBA, the Sparks defeat the Liberty 79-72. The Mystics 84 and the Suns 76. And both of those games went into overtime, by the way. And in the third game of the night, the Wings defeated the Stars 82-77. In that Sun game for the Suns, Alyssa Thomas had 18 points and 4 rebounds. Chinese, and I'm not going to even try to pronounce her last name. I got to hear somebody say it. Maybe that way I can pronounce it. Had 2 points and 6 rebounds. Kelsey Bone had 12 points, 10 rebounds, and 2 assists. Jasmine Thomas had 13 points, 9 rebounds, and 7 assists with 2 Thomases on the team, and both of them starting. I guess the announcer, they just have to call them by their first name. Alex Bentley had 6 points, 3 rebounds, and 6 assists. Morgan Tuck from Connecticut, 5 points, no rebounds, and 1 assist. Jonquel Jones, 3 points and 3 rebounds. Shekinah Strickland, 2 points, no rebounds, and 1 assist. Camille Little, 11 points, 1 rebound, and 2 assists. But the sun went down. The sun went down, as it usually does. 84-76 in overtime. Taylor Hill got 24 points for the Mystics. Excuse me. And if you missed it, the Preakness went off yesterday, and Nyquist is not going to get the Triple Crown. Came in second in a sloppy track. Probably on a good track, Nyquist might have won. Was out there with early speed and was leading most of the way. But Exaggerator, who is usually a closer, and had lost 4 times previously to Nyquist, closed and kept it. Nyquist tried to get to the outside after being passed and came in second. I couldn't get any information who came in third in that race, but that's just the system that I'm working with. 434 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. And this is the Sunday, May 22nd, 2016 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. Hopefully the system won't be messed up next week and I'll be able to get, you know, on time. Because I was just pressing buttons and doing everything else, trying to figure out what was going on. Couldn't figure out. But finally, I came to my Spinatron page and logged in. Okay. But anyway, we're going to move right along. And what are we going to do yet? We're going to have a public service announcement. How about that?
When I do it, I feel the blood rushing through me. My muscles tighten. And I keep going back for more.
Carmen Castillo is under the influence of Dana, her volunteer trainer.
Come on, Carmen, again.
By spending one day a week in the gym,
tuck your chin, Carmen.
Dana helps neighborhood kids like Carmen develop interests that keep them away from drugs.
Hey, let me see your shoulder shift. Jab, jab, great.
Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer.
Cool workout, Carmen. See you next week.
Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. Okay, 4:36 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. And let's see, we've given you the NBA, we've given you NHL, we've given you WNBA, and we gave you the Preakness. Okay, let's go to Major League Baseball. Yesterday in the American League, is what I just said a little ago. The Royals 2 and the White Sox 1. Twins 5 and the Blue Jays 1. Red Sox 9 and Cleveland 1. Yankees 5 and the A's 1. Tigers 5 and the Rays 4. Rangers 2 and the Astros 1. The Orioles 3 and the Angels 1. Over in the National League, the Braves 2 and the Phillies zip. The Rockies 5 and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals 6 and the Diamondbacks 2. The Mets 5 and the Brewers 4. Giants 5 and the Cubbies 3. The Marlins 3 and the Nationals 2. Padres 3 and the Dodgers 2. And in interleague play, the Mariners defeat the Reds 4-0. If you're a local Red Sox fan and been following what's going on here, the Red Sox have been playing like crazy. The bats, after a slow start, have gotten red hot. And I can never remember in my long history of following the Boston Red Sox where they've had so many 300 hitters in the lineup at the same time. I think this is, crazy. But we'll keep it. Yesterday, Mookie Betts went 3-for-5, scored 3 runs, drove in 5. He had 2 home runs, one of them a grand salami, and he's hitting .276 on the season. Dustin Pedroia went 1-for-3, scored a run with 2 walks. He's hitting .300. Xander Bogaerts went 2-for-5, scored a run with an RBI. He's hitting .339. David Ortiz went 2-for-4. He's hitting .311. A young pinch hit for one, punch hit for him, and he went 0-for-1, and he's hitting .255 on the season. Hanley Ramirez went 2-for-4, didn't score any runs, got 2 RBIs. He's hitting .317. Rutledge pinch hit for him. As the game got out of hand, resting some of the vets. He went 0-for-1. He's hitting a blistering .371. And Rutledge is our present answer to Brock Holt. Can play a number of positions, and he's been hitting like crazy. Brock Holt, if you hadn't heard, is on the injured list with his second concussion. And I guess he was playing with it for a while before it was discovered or he announced it or whatever. But he's going to be out for about a week or so. Travis Shaw, 2-for-5, scored a run. He's hitting .313. Jackie Bradley Jr., 26-game hitting streak is alive. Got an infield hit. He went 1-for-2, scored a run, and got 3 walks. One of them intentional, and the others were semi-intentional. And Jackie is leading the Red Sox with a .342 batting average and hitting with power. Terry Francona wanted nothing to do with him, so they didn't give him too much to hit. But we'll take the walks, and as long as somebody drives him in, that's okay. Hannigan went 0-for-2. He's hitting .179. He got hit in the wrist, and I think Vasquez came in for him. He went 0-for-2, scored a run. He's hitting .237. Bruce Weihart, who's up from Pawtucket due to the injury to Holt, played left field, went 0-for-3, scored a run. He got a walk with the bases loaded, so he got an RBI. He's hitting .208 on this season. But with all the hitting, the story yesterday was Kelly, who made his first appearance since going on the disabled list after his first start, I believe. With an impingement in his right shoulder. Kelly went 6 2/3 inning before he gave up a hit. Didn't give up any runs, walked 3, 7 strikeouts. He has a 5.28 ERA, and he's a 2-0 on the season. Tozawa came in and pitched an inning in the third. He had 2 Ks, a 1.53 ERA. Hembree came in and pitched the ninth inning, gave up a home run. One hit, one run. It was earned. Walked 1 and struck out 2. Here's a 2.20 ERA. But, in all of this excitement here in Boston, especially about the Red Sox and the hitting, that it's sort of been ignored that even with all that they've been doing, they haven't been able to catch Baltimore. Baltimore won yesterday. They are 26-15. The Red Sox are 26-17. Two games behind. And Tampa Bay, Toronto, and New York bring up the rear. In the Central Division, Chicago White Sox. I think they lost yesterday, but they didn't lose any ground to Cleveland because Cleveland lost. Yeah, so the White Sox, 25-18. Cleveland is 22-18. Kansas City, 22-20. And Detroit and Minnesota bring up the rear. Out west, the Seattle Mariners. I don't recall anybody picking the Mariners to do much this year. But they are 25-17. And the Texas Rangers are 24-19, a game and a half behind. L.A., Oakland, and Houston are bringing up the rear. Over in the senior circuit, the Washington Nationals. They lost yesterday, so that makes them 26-17. And the surprising Philadelphia Phillies are in second place. They lost also yesterday, but they're 24-19, two games behind. The New York Mets won, so they're climbed over Philadelphia. They're 24-18. And they're followed by Miami and Atlanta. In the Central Division, Chicago Cubbies, the Red Hot Chicago Cubbies, they lost yesterday. They are 29-12. Followed by the Pittsburgh Pirates, who also lost. They're 23-19. They're six games back with St. Louis, Milwaukee, and Cincinnati bringing up the rear. Now, west in the National League, the San Francisco Giants. They are 26-19 in first place, followed by the Dodgers, Colorado, Arizona, and San Diego. 445 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, May 22nd, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in the conversation. And to do that, you have to give me a call at 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective, what's going on out there in your neck of the woods. That number again, 617-627-3800. I'll be right back.
now, I'm cleaning the fish tank.
You can always come up with an excuse for not visiting longtermcare.gov.
Gotta go. Yoga class starts in 10.
Oh, I forgot. Game night.
Perfectly understandable, since going to longtermcare.gov means you actually acknowledge that one day you will be, dare we say it, old.
Hey, do you see any crow's feet on this face? I don't.
And 70% of older Americans will need some form of long-term care services as they age. If you're 50 plus, time to create your strategy for aging so you can stay in charge.
Well, you know, 50 is the new 30.
Sure. Longtermcare.gov makes it easier to figure out where you want to live, who will care for you, and the newest ways to cover the costs. Longtermcare.gov. Find your own path forward. Hey, is that a new gray hair?
Where?
And the message brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:52 at the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. I'd love to get you involved in the conversation. And to do that, you just have to give me a call. 617-627-3800. Apologize again for getting on late. But like I said, system problems. Took me a while to figure out what's going on here. And actually, I just lucked into it, really. Okay, can't talk too much about the New England Patriots. I just think that they did very good work in free agency and the draft as well. And despite the loss of the first round pick, they are still a contender. Now, the thing that's holding up the works is the Brady appeal of this four-game suspension. And we're going to have to see how that works out, how long it takes before. I think they got an extension, if I can recall. They got an extension on filing the appeal. And they brought in some heavyweight lawyer who knows about filing appeals. And so I guess we are going to file an appeal with the big wigs there down in New York. And maybe after that, we'll file an appeal with the Supreme Court. So we'll see where that goes. But even with Brady possibly missing the first four games of the season, then, you know, we're still, I think, based upon the fact that we think that Garoppolo is going to, you know, do a fairly good job. This will be, what, his third year? And we'll see if that's justified. And it's going to be interesting to see what this new fellow, Brissett, that they drafted from North Carolina is going to be able to do. And actually, what's even more interesting is the fact that they drafted the lineman from North Carolina State, Thuney, who can play virtually every place, right guard, left guard, center, left tackle, right tackle. So, if they drafted him one spot ahead of Brissett, and they think that Brissett has great things going, someone said he's a faster version, bigger, just as big and a faster version of Ben Roethlisberger of Pittsburgh. We'll take that. And someone was saying that also that they think that when Brady gets back, depending upon how Garoppolo does, if he does get a chance to start the first four games, that Garoppolo could then probably be trade bait, because I think that Brissett could be better than Garoppolo. So we'll wait and see about that one. It's 4:56 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 in your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. It's a Sunday, May the 22nd, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. to get involved in the conversations. Too late. I'm going to run the show talking about the Celtics and their pick in the draft. The Celtics got the third pick in the draft. That means they probably won't get the first two players. And there's been a lot of debate about what they should do with the third pick, since there seems to be a drop-off in talent in the areas where the Celtics need the most help. up front with the people that follow. So, who should the Celtics pick in the draft? Now, I guess the question, since we don't have a whole lot of time to go into it, the question in my mind is, if the goal is immediate improvement, and that seems what everybody is looking for, immediate improvement over last year, that if a trade is possible, I would like to trade the third pick to Philadelphia, who obviously is going to have, with the first pick, is going to pick probably Simmons from LSU, who will probably play power forward for them. But that would leave them with the shift of the other power forward to small forward, even though he is thin. I don't know if he's a small forward or not. Nerlens Noel. And nobody knows yet the condition of Embiid, but if Embiid is back, do you want two developing centers on your ball club? Or maybe Phil Huff may say, well, hey, you know, we don't know if Embiid is going to go down again, so let's keep Okafor. But I would trade the third pick to Philadelphia for Okafor if the Celtics' goal is, you know, immediate long-term progress. Now, if the goal is longer range and longer-term development, then I might even go with this Dragan Bender. I don't know that much about him, but I would keep him on the team. I know he's 7'1", and also very thin. I'd keep him on the team, build up his body, and help him learn the system. And that way, I would, you know, try to hold on. I would try to, trade the remaining picks that we have for future picks, even if it means giving up two, a first and a second for somebody else's first round pick the following year. And we'll see how that would work. I'm sure there's some teams that would like to get an extra first round pick this year. And since we have two more in the first round, you know, hey, if we can trade them by packaging them with the people that we already have, I would say that is the way to go. Okay, it's 4:59 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. Invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise. Have a fantastic Sounds of Praise program coming your way in just a few minutes, entitled Jesus is Love. And you're going to want to hear that one. And until next time, this is your host, Donnelly Brown. Hopefully, I'll be able to get on the air at 4 o'clock next Sunday if there's no more changes to our board. And, hey, we'll see what happens. It's an adventure here at WMFO in Medford.